Cabinet will decide tomorrow whether to pull Auckland out of Level 3 lockdown and what will happen with Alert Level 2 for the rest of the country. It's been four straight days with zero new community cases of COVID-19. And joining me now is the Associate Health Minister, Pene Henare. Kia ora, Minister. Are there any new cases that you know of?
No, there isn't. And, you know, we should be all proud of our efforts to have zero community transmission. So it's all positive signs. But you are correct. Cabinet will consider all the information tomorrow and make our decision.
OK, I see news this afternoon that one of the families who have tested positive with COVID had a lodger. What can you tell us about that and where they are?
That's news to me, Lisa. Sorry, look, I haven't seen that report, so I don't want to speculate. But I'm happy to look into that for you.
Okay. So I'm just wondering why that information was proactively not provided to the public. How many other sites, for example, workplaces or private addresses have been visited by these families that have not been disclosed publicly?
Yeah, look, I can tell you that as part of the ministerial group that meets daily on these matters and receives all the updates, that's why I say this is news to me, but... I'm happy to look into this for you because you are right. I suspect that information that comes to us should be recent, relevant, and be able to be shared.
So even if you can't tell us specifics, like private addresses, for example, for privacy reasons, do you believe the public at the very least should be told person X went to four different places that were private addresses and this is how many people they had contact with?
Look, the work that the regional health authorities do to try and do the contact tracing and to make sure that we're able to put a ring around those who go to those places is a really good job. And you are right, there are matters that we can't disclose for privacy reasons, but I'm confident that in particular in the large exposure events that have already been notified, a good job to capture those people has been done, and I suspect the same will be done for those in private dwellings.
But this is an issue of trust. If the government presents itself as the point of truth and the daily press conference as the single source of confirmed information, then should we not be provided those details even if they're anonymised?
Well, look, I mean, the fact that I haven't heard these details and am unaware of those, I don't want to speculate. But, look, I agree that information is key in this entire fight against COVID-19. So, you know, I'll look into it.
Okay, earlier in the program we heard from bus drivers. A lot of them are keen to get near the front of the queue for vaccination. They want to know when they're going to get vaccinated. So what's the answer to that question?
That's a really good question. You're well aware of the sequencing for the vaccination that the Prime Minister has spoken about. Our frontline and border workers first, their families. As we look to the rollout with the health sector and others in the second phase, look, I'm happy to take the concerns and the discussions given by the bus drivers into the discussions with regard to the vaccine sequencing, which happens on a regular basis with my Cabinet colleagues, and I'm happy to share their view in that meeting.
You've had advice, Cabinet's had advice, haven't you, on the sequencing of the rollout, yes?
Correct, we have.
So why not make a full list available of the potential sequencing, or do you think that people can't cope with that, seeing where they are in the order?
Well, because we're only early in our vaccination rollout program, we've made it clear and the Prime Minister's been clear this is going to be a year-long effort and the biggest vaccination program that this country has ever seen. So we want to make sure that we get it right. And we are doing what we're doing with phase one with our border workers and frontline workers. And I will say this, we are learning along the way with this. And I'm confident when the time's right, the general public and everybody will be informed of the process and the progress being made with the vaccination.
So will a full list in order be released to us once a decision is made? Is that what you're saying? Or will the public get some input on the order of that list?
Oh, look, you know, the public we've worked closely with health professionals, with members, with advisors from the public about the way the sequencing framework is created. We're comfortable and confident with that feedback. And when the time is right, that information, when it's appropriate, will be shared with the general public.
So what does that advice tell you about whether Māori should be in the front of the queue for a COVID vaccination?
Yes, look, we've worked closely with a number of Māori health professionals and community leaders on this particular kaupapa around the rollout of the vaccines. Their advice is very much part of the discussions that we're having. We were quite clear that...
So where do they say Māori should be? Should they be at the front of the queue?
What we're saying is Māori are a priority throughout all of the phases of the vaccine rollout. There are quite a large number of Māori already being vaccinated in this first round and in the next round. With an equity lens and Te Tiriti o Waitangi as a basis for the equity that we're seeking through the vaccine rollout, I'm confident that Māori will be catered for well in this vaccine rollout.
When can we expect that full list of order?
Oh, look, I can't give you a date when that full list will be released.
Why not? Because people are waiting. You know, they're waiting and they've been patient. It's over a year that we've been dealing with COVID and lockdown. So the list, Australia's already put its out.
Here's one of the challenges. We have to make sure that the sequencing works in time with the way that the vaccines arrive in this country. At the moment, I can't give you the date when all of the vaccines will arrive in this country. So that's why the sequencing is very important and the information will be available when it's ready.
That is for when you get your injection. You can't give an injection unless the vaccine is here, but presumably the order of priority remains the same.
But the logistics are different for each of them, and that's why we must continue to plan and plan appropriately for the vaccine rollout.
So I see today in the press conference that there are two students at Papatoetoe who are refusing to have tests. What's their reason or concern there?
I have heard that there are a small number of students who are refusing to be tested. I guess For the most part, that's their individual right to. I can tell you, however, that our health officials are working closely with them to protect them as well as their whānau and the community with regard to the health risk of COVID.
So if the school is open on Monday, do they get to go?
I can't confirm that, and that's not my decision. But like I said, health officials
but it's
are
a health-based
with those individuals.
Yeah, so it's a health-based decision. So can you find out for us, Minister, what the situation will be with those two students if the school does open on Monday?
I'm happy to.
Appreciate your time this evening. That's the Associate Health Minister, Pene Henare.